You know, 10 months ago, we made a decision to redefine our direction. We knew there would be ups and downs this season. We knew that we would encounter some things that were going to be difficult, and we did. With that said, I think we're in a better place today than we were at this time last year. And I think we have an opportunity to grow as an organization starting today.
Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA.
Levine, he goes right. Oh!
Stop it, Sampson! Did you not get the memo?
Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
Here's Enes Kanter, what are you doing? The finisher in New York City.
Your number one source for Chicago Bulls news and stories.
We're going to preach patience. Doesn't mean we're not going to be looking for ways to get better, but a lot of it's going to come internally. We need Zach LaVine to be a better basketball player. Chris Dunn to come back a better player. Lauri Markkanen, Bobby Portis, you go down the line. They have to put in the time and confident that they will.
So kick back, relax, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
Like I said at the beginning, I feel better today about our direction and our position than I did a year ago.
Locked On Bulls. Bulls starts now. Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
What's up and welcome into another episode of Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Matt Peck. My co-host, Jordan Malley, is out today. He'll be back with us tomorrow. You can listen to Locked On Bulls live on Dash Radio, dashradio.com, and the Dash Radio app on the Nothing But Net channel every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central Time. Follow us on Twitter at Locked On Bulls, at Bulls underscore Peck, and at Jordan C. Malley. On Facebook at facebook.com/LockedOnShyBulls. Be sure to follow the Locked On Podcast Network on Twitter and Facebook as well. And, of course, our text line. Voicemails and texts open 24/7, 365, 331-979-1369. Again, that number is 331-979-1369. Send us via email, via voicemail and text all of your Bulls thoughts, questions, inquiries. After we watch this Bulls-Hornets preseason game tonight, send us your thoughts. And we'll, of course, do our weekly mailbag segment on Wednesday. We'll also get to one voicemail that we got over the weekend at the back end of today's show. Just a reminder that you should also be following and listening to Locked On Cubs and Locked On Bears, part of the Chicago Locked On family. Locked On Cubs is still cranking out episodes as they break down what went wrong for the Cubs in their short postseason this year and what happens next as they move into an offseason with a lot of questions to answer after that disappointing wild card loss. And of course, the Chicago Bears coming out of their bye still atop the NFC North at 3-1. The Lions beat the Packers in Detroit yesterday. So Packers and Vikings both 2-2-1, Lions 2-3, and hey, our Bears are 3-1 atop the division. So be sure to listen to Locked On Bears to get ready for that Bears-Dolphins game down in Miami this coming weekend. Also, across the NBA network of Locked On shows, already some breaking news across the league this morning. DeJounte Murray, guard for the San Antonio Spurs, suffering a torn ACL. That was just reported right around noon Central Time. So if you want to get more info on that and what the Spurs plan to do about it, go listen to Locked On Spurs. Then, of course, the other big news, the Phoenix Suns shaking up their front office, firing GM Ryan McDonough. Just about a week away from the beginning of the season. Definitely a bold strategy there, Cotton.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
If you're curious about what the Suns are doing and how the Suns fan base feels about this move, go check out today and tomorrow's episodes of Locked On Suns. Just a reminder that we're still also doing our Bobby Portis autograph picture giveaway. So if you have not yet liked, retweeted that tweet and followed us on Twitter at Locked On Bulls for your chance to win that autographed Bobby Portis picture from our Locked On Bowling with Bobby event, be sure to do that. On today's show, as I said, we'll get to a voicemail later in the show about Chris Dunn and what kind of numbers we can expect from him in the assists column of his box score this season. One caller has a pretty optimistic demand. Also, I think it's just because Derrick Rose's 30th birthday was late last week, and NBA Twitter put out a bunch of different stuff celebrating and wishing him a happy 30th, including one NBA Twitter account putting his top 30 plays of his career video up. And, of course, it went viral because, man, anytime you see highlights of Derrick Rose from ages 20, 21, 22, you just remember with a rush of memories how special that kid was. So, of course, people all over Chicago and on Bulls Twitter got to talking, should the Bulls retire his jersey when all is said and done? I feel like Jordan and I have touched on this topic before. I'm going to give you my take today. We'll see what Jordan has to say when he joins us tomorrow. And again, hit up that text and voicemail line with your thoughts. Yay or nay, should the Bulls retire Derrick Rose's jersey? And when should they do it? I mean, the guy's still playing right now, and it seems like he's determined to keep his NBA career going. He is only 30, and he's looked pretty useful for the Timberwolves in their preseason action so far. And then another interesting thing, of course, the Bulls and Bobby Portis and his agency are still trying to get a contract extension done before that deadline, which is right around the corner now before the season starts next week. Will that get done? And in the meantime, is it awkward? Is it something or nothing that Bobby Portis has chosen to work with a familiar name, personal trainer Travell Gaines, who, of course, became well known among Bulls fans for being Jimmy Butler's personal trainer while Jimmy was here, and also the guy who called out the Bulls front office after the Butler trade, condemning them for a lack of morality. So is it weird that the Bulls and Bobby and Bobby's agency are trying to negotiate an extension right now, and he is choosing to work with the guy that is not really that high up on the Bulls front office's list of favorite people, and I'm sure vice versa is the same. So we'll get to all that on today's show. So let's start right there with this Bobby Portis situation. It was a video that went viral over the weekend or late last week of Bobby Portis training with Travell Gaines. And Travell Gaines has a lot of big name celebrity professional athlete clients that he works with, including several Bulls of past and present. He is also the guy who, through a few tweets after the Butler trade went down in the summer of 2017, condemned the Bulls front office for being secretive, misleading, and pretty much just lying to him, to his client Jimmy Butler, about what the team's plans were for the future and whether or not Jimmy Butler was a part of said plans. And of course, the one phrase that that went viral and that everybody said, "Wow, that's a bold take. That's a pretty damning accusation," is Travell Gaines saying something along the lines of, "You know, I've met drug dealers with a higher moral standard than this front office and this organization." Most people correlated that to, no names were named by Travell Gaines, but I think most people said, I think he's talking about Gar, because before Paxson came back and took the lead as being the voice of the front office, Gar was kind of caught saying some contradictory, hypocritical things a number of times. And so you have to assume that that's specifically who Travell Gaines was talking about. But even still, just to make the accusation towards the front office in general. And on the flip side, this Bulls organization, ownership group, front office, has for a long time had a great relationship with Bobby's agency, Priority Sports, and Mark Bartlestein. Many Bulls clients throughout the years. So you got to imagine that this is an awkward situation. Now, I don't know. I couldn't tell based on that video if Bobby was actually at the Bulls facilities at the Advocate Center working out with his personal trainer, Travell Gaines, or if they were working out somewhere else in Bobby's private gym or wherever it may be. That would be my guess. Because otherwise, you have to imagine a very awkward situation where Travell Gaines is in the Bulls Advocate Center facilities after having said the things about them that he has said and been on record saying. I believe the tweets have since been deleted, but Twitter is forever, screenshots are forever, and nobody will ever forget that he made those comments about this Bulls front office. And everybody, it seems like, is trying to get a deal done in this Bobby contract extension. Bobby and his agency want to get this deal done. The Bulls want to keep Bobby. They value him as the sixth man coming off the bench. They believe that he could be one of the best six men in the league this season. And they all have their own reasons for being optimistic about that and getting a deal done. I think they're still a little bit apart on money, because Bobby and his agency are talking about, the rumors, the whispers are he's looking for somewhere close to $16 million annually. And I'm sorry, I just don't see the Bulls front office wanting to pay that kind of money to a bench player as important of a bench player as he might be, to me, I think that's a little far off. So does this situation where they're trying to negotiate a contract, and meanwhile, Bobby's posting on his social media accounts his workouts with a trainer who has not shyly shared his opinions of his lack of respect for the front office that's currently negotiating a deal, trying to negotiate a deal with Bobby Portis. To me, it just seems like a really awkward situation that could lead to some unpleasantness. Have Travail Gaines and the Bulls front office, since that comment was made and since the Jimmy Butler trade was made, made amends or at least come to some kind of mutual understanding and borderline respect to be in each other's presence without hurling accusations and insults at each other? And what might the Bulls say, you know, Bobby, you're our player. We want you around. We want you to stay with this organization through this rebuild. We believe in you as a part of the future. But we're not really keen on you working with this guy who not shyly dragged us through some pretty awful comments to the public. I mean, I'm just so insanely curious as to how that might be playing out right now. And if it has an effect, if at all, on these negotiations. Bobby, we want to re-sign you, but can you do us a favor and find yourself a different personal trainer? Because, yeah, that guy you're working with, he's not a big fan of ours. And we're not a big fan of his. Super awkward. Just seems like a very, very awkward situation to me. What are your thoughts? Send us some text. Call, give us a call. 331-979-1369. Do you think it's something or nothing that of all the personal trainers that are out there, Bobby Portis has chosen to work with Travail Gaines, who has said some pretty nasty things about Bobby's employers? We have to take our first break here on Locked On Bulls, but before we do, really quickly, wanted to take a minute to tell you about Vivid Seats. Blackhawks season is underway. Just saw them do an exciting overtime game, their third overtime game of the season in their home opener at the Madhouse. Bulls season about to tip off, and of course, the Bears still plenty of games at Soldier Field. With Vivid Seats, you can attend all of these sporting events, even concerts, comedy shows, whatever it may be, the event of your choice at a great price. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice. To make things even better, Vivid Seats is giving listeners of Locked On Bulls an exclusive promo code for new customers to receive $20 off orders of $200 or more to save even more money. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Use promo code LOCKEDON. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more as a new customer of Vivid Seats. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app, enter the promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more as a new customer. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let Vivid Seats help you get to your favorite live event. Quick timeout with Locked On Bulls. We'll be back with more in 60 seconds.
It throws the MVP with 11 seconds left. The Bulls with a chance to win here on Christmas Day. Rose left, throws in the lane. Rose, good! Derrick Rose and the Bulls come back to take a one-point lead.
Looking, finds Rose. Rose trying to get open, fires away. Bang! It's over! The Bulls win at the buzzer!
Kind of zoned up. He's really guarding Deng, but he's well away from it. Rose. Rose crosses over, the fadeaway.
Let me step back and kiss myself.
Oh my
MVP
gosh, it's
time.
Over.
Windy City Assassin does it again.
Rose.
Welcome back to Locked On Bulls. Your host, Matt Peck here, doing a solo show on Monday as Jordan Malley is out. Jordan will be back for tomorrow's show. And up next, we got to talk about Chicago's native son, Derrick Rose. 30th birthday sparked a lot of content on NBA Twitter over the weekend and a lot of heated debates through NBA Twitter and Chicago sports radio about whether or not this kid deserves to have his jersey retired. by the Bulls organization. No more number wearing number one for anyone else in the remainder of Bulls history. Now, this is a very hotly contested debate, and I want to get your thoughts as well. 331-979-1369, yes or no, do you think the Bulls should retire Rose's jersey? I feel like people in Chicago would... I'm not saying it's a huge edge towards saying yes, but I feel like the majority of Bulls fans who really fell in love with Derrick Rose, the player, would say, yes, this kid deserves to have his jersey retired. Nationally, I think the answer is no, and I think there's still a decent-sized contingent of Bulls fans who say, nah, this kid hasn't done enough to get his jersey retired. Assuming, of course, that at no point for the remainder of Derrick Rose's career, he comes back to Chicago and leads the Bulls in, you know, some kind of way where he is even close to what he once was and leads the Bulls to meaningful playoff runs and potential championships. Assuming that Rose's career is over and he's never coming back, was his resume while he was here enough to have the Bulls retire his jersey? And I'm sorry, but the more I think about it, the more I have to say that I lean on the side of the fence that says no. As much as he meant to the city, as much as he meant to an organization that finally got back to championship contention for that brief window of his greatness, the collective resume to me just isn't quite enough. Three All-Star teams, not bad. One All-NBA first team, impressive. All-NBA rookie first team, including Rookie of the Year. And, of course, the youngest MVP in NBA league history at 22, 2010-11 season, a season that no Bulls fan will ever forget, myself included. But no championship rings, no trips to the finals, and... really, I mean, what are you talking about? A lot of injury-plagued seasons in the back end of his Bulls career. Three seasons averaging more than 20 points a game. Second, third, and fourth seasons, 20.8, 25 flat in his MVP season, and then 21.8 in his injury-shortened and lockout-shortened 11-12 season. Then the ACL, then the MCL, and his numbers in Chicago were never the same. Now, some might make the argument that it's not just about the numbers, it's not about the accolades he got while he was here, it's about what he meant to the city and the fact that this was Chicago's native son, a rose that grew from the concrete on Chicago's south side, brought the organization back to relevance. Who could forget that MVP season? I'm sorry, I don't know if that's enough. And people have been talking for a while now about the fact that Derrick Rose, for as great as that season was, and even his rookie season and second season when he was a Rookie of the Year and then an All-Star in year two, leading to that MVP campaign at age 22, are talking about how he might be the first league MVP, regular season MVP, to not get into the Hall of Fame. I think there's a very good chance that that happens. Unless he has a huge resurgence from starting now at age 30 to however many more seasons he plays in the league, I don't see his Hall of Fame chances as being that realistic. No championships, no trips to the finals, only three All-Star seasons. The Hall is pretty much based on numbers, the longevity and the impact that you had as a player. If you want to get into the Hall as a player. For all the sentiment and nostalgia that attaches Derrick Rose to our city and our team, the Hall doesn't care about that. Will the Bulls organization, will the Reinsdorf family, will they decide to care more about that if they ever decide we need to address this one way or the other? Should we retire Derrick Rose's number? Maybe. I'd say there's certainly at least a good chance that they put more stock into that Chicago nostalgia attached to Derrick Rose's name than the Hall and the people casting those votes. As much as Derrick Rose's career meant to me as a diehard, lifelong Bulls fan, as much as those seasons were so much fun, what an amazing individual talent he was for a brief shining moment. I'm sorry. I do not see enough there to validate putting his jersey in the rafters. I don't. Those of you who disagree with me, I'd love to hear your thoughts. 331-979-1369. Send your texts and voicemails. Give us your take on whether or not you think Derrick Rose should have his number hanging at the Madhouse on Madison. One more time out on Locked On Bulls. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Bulls' current starting point guard, Chris Dunn. One of our regular callers has his thoughts on the expectations for Dunn as a distributor this season. That's coming up next on Locked On Bulls. Stay right here. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Follow Locked On Bulls on social media. On Twitter, at Locked On Bulls, at Jordan C. Malley, and at Bulls_Peck. And on Facebook at facebook.com/LockedOnChiBulls.
Welcome back to Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Matt Peck, talking Bulls with you on Monday, October 8th, holding down the fort. Jordan's out today. He'll be back tomorrow. And before we get to our final segment, which is a voicemail about Bulls starting point guard Chris Dunn, I wanted to take a minute to give a quick shout out to one of our international listeners. I got an email from David in Scotland over the weekend, who just had an amazing story of how he has been pretty much a lifelong Bulls fan. And for all of you younger listeners out there who have just grown up in the world of Twitter, NBA Twitter, DVR, live streaming services, David's email just made me smile, man, because as a kid who grew up in the early 90s, I remember when there were only a handful of channels and when getting your sports content was not like it is now. And certainly, I mean, in the States, NBA was getting popular. Like, you know, the 70s and early 80s were rough. The Celtics and Lakers rivalry brought it back, and then Jordan took it from there to really bring the league back from the brink. But in international places, when you wanted to get NBA content back in the day, early 90s included, there weren't a lot of options for you. And David, our listener and this Scotland gentleman who emailed me over the weekend, is chronicling to me in this email about the different ways that he could get his Bulls content in the early 90s. Just wanted to give you guys a couple excerpts from this because it's great. In 1992, my uncle got satellite TV and NBA games were shown on a German sports channel called DSF. From that point, I would get maybe one game every 1 or 2 weeks on videotape and watch them a few times until I got the next game. Even though the game was up to a week old, I probably didn't know the score. Game scores were available on a TV text-based service sometimes called Teletext. Sometimes newspapers would list the score in a small 2x1 space at the end of the sports section. On Saturday mornings, there was a sports show that covered other sports. Other in quotes. If you were lucky, Trans World Sport might show 2 minutes of basketball that would validate getting up to watch at 6 a.m., And Dave goes on and on to list all the different ways that he had to get his Bulls content as a citizen of Scotland, as the NBA was still trying to make its way internationally. And he concludes his email with this: fast forward to present day. I have NBA League Pass and watch the previous night's game on the train into and back from work. At lunch, I listen to Locked On Bulls as I walk around. League Pass allows me to fill an empty offseason watching Summer League or a game like Lowry's breakout game in the Garden from January. I love that. Thanks for the email, David. It's awesome to talk to fans, older fans who remember what it was like to try to get sports content before technology really took off in the 2000s, and especially those older fans internationally who had to do anything and everything they could to get their hands on Bulls and NBA content from afar before the world that we live in now, where information travels faster than the speed of light. So to all of you younger Bulls fans out there, just remember how good you have it. You can log in to Twitter every morning, see what the stories are, see what's going on, and you can get your games streaming on your various devices, phones, laptops, tablets, TVs. And we live in a world where content is so readily available in so many ways. And back then, it was not that easy. So thanks for checking in, David, over there in Scotland. Appreciate you listening to the show and appreciate your thoughts as a an international Bulls fan who had to do had a lot of hoops to jump through to keep that fandom going when it was certainly not easy. It's a great testament to Bulls fandom. So we appreciate that here at Locked On Bulls. All right, so with that, let's get to our one voicemail for the day. This one comes to us from one of our regulars. He is Corey in Los Angeles.
Hello, this is Corey Solomon from the L.A. area. I'm a diehard Chicago Bulls fan. But I would just like to talk about one person on the Bulls alone. I don't want to single nobody out, but I just want to talk about this one person, and that is Chris Dunn. Chris Dunn, in order for us to be successful, is going to have to be a better person at getting everybody involved. I would like to see Chris Dunn average at least 10 assists a game with his team. It ain't no question that he shouldn't. He can't get 10 assists every game. You can't have your second screen point guard and campaign get more assists than you. And his last game in Milwaukee, what do you have? He only had 4 assists, 2 assists, 2 assists. That can't happen in order for us to be successful. Guys, what I like you to talk about, Chris Dunn, is the coaching staff reaching him. The coaching staff should be telling him, if I was the coach of the Bulls, I will put, I don't know if you want to say like a, I'll put like an opportunity for Chris Dunn to, I want you to at least try to average 10 assists this season, 10 assists a game, double-double man, 10 points, 10 assists. Couple steals like you normally do, and go all around. I want to see him passing the basketball. I don't know if the coaching staff is reaching him or do we need better coaches or something. But share your thoughts on that, guys, about Chris Dunn and his passing ability. It's terrible. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks for checking in, Corey. Always good to hear from you. Curious to hear what our other listeners have to think or have to say about Corey's call and the expectations of Chris Dunn this season when it comes to his assist numbers. Jordan and I have been talking recently, including last Friday's show, about how we want to see Chris Dunn be more aggressive this season. And we've talked at length about how there's a lot of pressure on his shoulders, and it's basically up to Fred Hoiberg and, you know, by proxy, his floor general, Chris Dunn, to make all of these offensive weapons work well together this season and have an efficient Bulls offense. A lot of that's going to fall on Hoiberg, and a lot of it's going to fall on Chris Dunn. So clearly, he is a guy that will be being talked about all season long. Sounds like Corey is maybe wondering if he hasn't been properly coached. Seems like Corey is a little skeptical about just how good Chris Dunn can be, and maybe that he doesn't have much room for improvement or that he just hasn't been working hard enough to improve upon his game. I would say, Corey, that you're a little misguided there, at least from my perspective, because we've heard nothing but glowing comments from Fred Hoiberg about the work that Chris Dunn has put in this offseason. He was tasked by John Paxson to get better finishing at the rim at the end of last season. We'll see if he does that. We'll see if he attacks the rim more successfully, finishes at the rim, and also manages to get to the free throw line a little bit more as an attacking point guard. We'll also see if his time spent with Fred Hoiberg, the shot doctor, has improved his outside shooting. He is not a three-point threat at this moment in time, but it would sure be nice for the Bulls' starting point guard to be able to knock down an open three-pointer every once in a while. Chris Dunn has talked about that as well, as far as keeping the defenses honest as he's trying to set up himself and his teammates for good looks this season. But getting to the specific part of Corey's call about what he wants to see from Chris Dunn and averaging a double-double of 10-plus points and 10-plus assists. This is where, Corey, I think you have expectations that are a little too high. It sounds great. It sounds easy. Hey, you're the starting point guard and you have a lot of mouths to feed. 10 assists should be nothing. 10 assists should be easy, right? Let's remind ourselves for a second that Chris Dunn last season, in 52 games, averaging 29.3 minutes per game, averaged 6 assists, 6.0 per game. That's not terrible for a guy playing a shade under 30 minutes per game. And, of course, nine of those were coming off the bench before he won the starting job from the likes of Campaign and or Jaren Grant, rather. But that is a big jump to make in one season. Six assists to 10. And 10 assists for a starting point guard just kind of sounds like a great number and a good number to shoot for. But, Corey, do you realize that the only person in the league last season to average above 10 assists per game was Russell Westbrook, the stat padding monster, and a guy who recently averaged a triple-double for an entire season? 10.3 for Russell Westbrook. LeBron James was second on the list with 9.1. James Harden, 8.8. Rondo, 8.2 for the Pelicans. Ben Simmons, also 8.2. CP3, 7.9. Draymond, the assist machine for the Golden State Warriors, the best team in the league, 7.3. Some of the other quality guards in the league on the quality teams in the league. Minnesota's Jeff Teague, Kyle Lowry of the Raptors, Damian Lillard of the Blazers, 7, 6.9, 6.6. And the list gets shorter and smaller from there. Do you really think it's a realistic and fair expectation to put on Chris Dunn this season to average 10 assists per game based on the list that I just read to you? You're talking about some of the best players in the game, some of the best passers and distributors in the game, some of them point guards, some of them point forwards. But come on, only one of them averaged over 10 assists per game. That is not easy to do. Yes, I agree with you in that Chris Dunn has a big job ahead of him this season, and a lot of it will involve getting open looks for his teammates. But man, 10 assists is a lot bigger and a lot higher of a season-long average than it seems. It's a lot harder for a point guard to average 10 assists per game than it is for a big in the league to pull down 10 rebounds per game for a double-double. A points-rebounds double-double is always going to be easier than a points-assists double-double. That's just true. That's a fact. So, yes, I would like it if Chris Dunn can bump up his assist numbers from last season. 6 to 8 would be a great improvement. I also am really going to be keying in on him improving that assist-to-turnover ratio, which last year he nearly averaged three turnovers per game, 2.9. So his assist-to-turnover ratio was a very pedestrian 2 last season. That needs to get better. Take care of the basketball so that you can get as many looks as you want for yourself and for your teammates. Remember, Fred Hoiberg is setting the goal for 100 offensive possessions per game for this Bulls team this season. That's a tough goal to set. Part of that will be Chris Dunn taking care of the basketball. Sure, it's not ideal and it's not great that, oh, well, you're saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe our mediocre at best backup point guard Campaign, you know, was dishing more assists than Chris Dunn in our preseason games. Yeah, guess what? It's preseason. Pump the brakes. It's 2 preseason games. Let's give Chris Dunn a little bit of time before we start shredding him for not dishing out enough assists. And that's my take on that. If any of our listeners have any thoughts on the over-under for, let's say, Chris Dunn. I want to say this. Okay, so 10 clearly, I'm sorry, Corey, but I think that's ludicrous. I think that's way too high of an expectation. Let's say, and maybe we'll put up a poll on this today at Locked On Bulls Twitter. 7.5 assists per game for Chris Dunn. Are you going over? Are you going under? I think that's a realistic point to set. That's a 1.5 assists per game improvement upon last season, and hopefully he can cut down the turnovers by, you know, maybe one and change. That to me seems way more realistic. So we'll put that poll up on Twitter, and feel free to comment under the poll with your thoughts, or of course, as always, you can call us and leave us texts at 331-979-1369. That's it for today's episode of Locked On Bulls. Thank you all for listening. For Jordan Malley, my co-host, who will be back tomorrow, this is Matt Peck saying thanks for listening. Reminder, check out Locked On Cubs for their season eulogy episodes. Check out Locked On Bears and their great content as the Bears look forward to a road trip down to Miami to try to get to 4-1 and keep their lead in the NFC North. Check out Locked On Suns and Locked On Spurs for their big breaking news across the league from earlier today. Follow us on Twitter at Locked On Bulls. We're at Facebook, facebook.com/LockedOnShyBulls. We're at Bulls underscore Peck and at Jordan C. Malley. And of course, Dash Radio, DashRadio.com, and the Dash Radio app on the Nothing But Net channel every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central Time. This is Matt Peck saying thanks for listening, Bulls Nation. Have a great Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. Locked On Bulls is live on Dash Radio every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com